Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Please lift your hands toward heaven one more time and talk to the Father. Talk to Him from the depth of your heart. Just whisper to the Lord from your heart. Show your gratitude. Tell Him how much you love Him. Exalt Him. Give Him praise. This is the time where you forget about every other person. The Bible said times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. This is that hour. He said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion that appeareth before the Lord. This is where we draw strength from. This is where we are reprogrammed. This is where our steps are reordered to walk into our destinies. The intelligence that fabricated our individual destinies is too complex for our minds. We require spiritual precision to be aligned. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. So they walk on in darkness. He said, I have said, ye are gods, because you are the children of the Most High. He said, but they will fall like one of the princes, because they've taken the path of the mind. They want to function by the flesh. But for those of us that function by the Spirit, we are helped. We are quickened. We are energized. We are realigned. There are two categories of people that don't know. One fell, the other was helped. The one who fell because he functioned by the flesh. But the one who was helped by the Spirit, and he became. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Talk to the Lord. Talk to Him this morning. Romans 8, verse 36. The Bible says, we know not what to pray for as we ought to. He said, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. The Spirit helpeth. There is a help that when God grants you, your life comes into precision. And in that realm of precision, everything is possible. This is why we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. There is a heritage. There is a heritage. There is a realignment that is required for us to step into our corporate heritage in God. Can we make demand this morning? I don't know what you are expecting. I don't know what you came for. But the Bible made us to understand that they looked up to Him and their faces were radiant and they were not ashamed. The Bible made us to understand that when we call upon Him, He will answer. And He does not only answer, He will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. I don't know what you came for, but I know there is a God that answereth prayers. And He said, unto Him that answereth prayers, He said, shall all flesh gather. We have gathered because we require a reset. Can you talk to Him this morning? Can you rededicate yourself? Can you ask Him to reprogram you? The path of the just is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Can you ask Him to set your course so that you will step into your destiny? Torah kafete neborosis. Salibondo parakida. Zako paradeges. Seselino mantekiba. Sharakoa teta. Teta, teta, teta. Sehira paketonos. Farokidash. Thank you, Father, because this morning we know you will do us good, and we say, let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand. Take your seats for a moment. We have a short time because we are starting this morning. I want to take time to set the coordinates. I will try to elaborate from scriptures what the word reset entails as all of the dimensions I'll be enumerating will be the different areas that the Holy Ghost will be emphasizing in the course of this conference. Glory to God. So I'll just speak briefly on what it entails for the life of a man to be reset. I also touch why your life needs to be reset. And I also touch factors that engenders the protocol of spiritual reset. By so doing, we will be ready to maximize this conference. Glory to God. Please don't mind my voice. I've also been resetting. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. So when we deal with the subject of reset, there are three things that we must pay attention to. Number one, what it entails. And the subject of reset generally encompasses three things. Number one, repentance. Number two, renewal. And number three, realignment. Number one, repentance. And when I say repentance, I am not primarily saying that you are living in sin. Repentance simply means turning away from and turning onto. And you notice in the scriptures, in Romans chapter 1 from verse 16 to 17, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. He said to the Jews first and then to the Greek. He went to verse 17 and he told us something about repentance that amazed me when I read. Go to verse 17. He said, hearing is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. That means in the journey of righteousness, in the journey of faith, we move from one level to another. So when God wants to graduate you, he turns you from where you are to where you ought to go to. He says, you have encompassed this mountain for too long. He says, get thee up and go northward. So there is a time where you are looking at the past and God is telling you the future. It may not be that the past is wrong. It may just be that God has migrated from your past. Your past may be glorious, but there are higher realms of glory. So when God moves you from a lower realm of glory to a higher realm of glory, that's a type of repentance. So you are moving from what was to what is and to what is to come. So when a life is reset, there is the necessity of repentance. First, for those who are in sin, then for those who are migrating from one level of glory to another. The second thing reset or resetting requires is renewal. As you journey through life, you will discover that from time to time, you will need a new set of wisdom. You will need a new set of instructions. You will need a new set of revelations. You will need a new set of understanding. And so when God wants to reset you, most times what he does is that he gives you light. That light is the force that will take you from where you are to where you ought to be. If you don't know much, you can't achieve much. The more you know, the more you have. In this kingdom, your possession is a function of your revelation. He told Abraham, look up and say, whatsoever you see, he said, I've given unto you. And when Abraham looked up, the whole earth was wielded. So God moves us, resets our lives by giving us new revelations. And so in this conference, in addition to repentance, there will be a new set of revelation that God will give you. And then finally, reset entails realignment. God will require you to come into deeper fellowship and deeper communion, because it is within the context, within the confines, within the atmosphere of his presence that your life can be reprogrammed. The Bible said, we all with open faces, 2 Corinthians 3:16, 18, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed. So we cannot be set outside of God's presence. And so many times, God will require realignment for us to be reset. And so reset entails repentance. Reset entails renewal, and reset entails realignment. In the name of Jesus, before this conference is over, someone will be reset indeed. I say, before this conference is over, someone will be reset indeed. Now, all of these things God is doing leads to two things: transformation and revival. When the life of a man is reset, you will see transformation and you will see revival. So the goal of repentance, the goal of renewal, the goal of realignment is to sponsor transformation and revival. So when a man is reset, he becomes more and more like Jesus. When a man is reset, he becomes more and more on fire for God. If you are not becoming like Christ, and if your passion for God is not increasing, then you need a reset. So reset sponsors transformation and revival. And this transformation and revival cannot be achieved except as you are deliberate. So anybody who requires a life that will be reset must be deliberate. This is not for those who come casually and hope that if it will happen, it will happen. It doesn't work like that. Find out people who are transforming. Find out people who sustain their fire. Is a deliberate thing. In Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12 and 13, it said the fire on the altar must not be put out. But why would the fire keep burning? It said the priest must put wood on it every morning. So the subject of reset is for those who are deliberate, for those who are intentional. Listen, in 2025, you must be intentional. God wants to do great things this year, but it's going to be available only for those who are intentional. Those who are not intentional, many times, if God is merciful, they meet the leftover that those who are intentional have left behind. In the name of Jesus, the grace to be intentional is released to you now. Amen. Glory to God. Acts 3:19. Give me sound. This is my anchor scripture. If they repent, yea, therefore, and be converted, and your sins may be blotted out, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. If they repent, be converted, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Anybody who will enjoy a divine reprogramming must repent. He must be converted. Then the refreshing of the Lord comes upon that person's life. You may be wondering, why do I need it? I'm enjoying my life. I'm already doing well. Why do I need to stress myself? I want to assure you, whatever you think you have seen is nothing compared to what God has planned. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. He said, they are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, what he calls a hope and a future, he said, eyes have not seen. He said, ears have not heard. Neither has it occurred to the heart of man, the things that God has planned for them that love him. And these things, human mind can't excavate it. He said it's the Holy Ghost himself that searches into the depths of God to bring it out. So the things God has for you, they are stored inside God. He takes the Holy Ghost to research into God to bring them out. So even you can never know them. Even God is when the Holy Ghost researches and brings them out that God will wonder, did I plan to make him president? Did I plan to make him a billionaire? Did I plan to make him a revivalist? Because they are all stored inside God. That's why I say, put me in remembrance of my word. See, the things God has planned for you, when God himself checked them out, God wondered. What motivated me to decorate this man's life? That's why the Bible said, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. The question you ask yourself is, who was surprised? Who was surprised when that statement was made? It wasn't the angels, because they were not there when you were created. It was not you, because you were not there when you were created. So the one who wondered at your creation was your creator. When God finished with you, he said, what have I created? This one is a wonder. This one is a surprise. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. Because when God created us, he replicated himself. He said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. Let us make man, not after the archangel, not after the cherubim, not after the dominions, after our image, after our likeness. So when you look at man, you are looking at God's image. So when we are talking reset, we are talking entering into God and downloading dimensions. When we talk reset, we are talking excavating the depths of God and installing on your life. So when you step out, God sees himself in you. So if God looks at you, he looks at himself again. Who is walking like me like this? You say, Father, it's your son. It's your photocopy. It's the one you created. In the name of Jesus, the dimensions of divinity that we manifest in your life, this is. Why do you require reset? Because only by it can you become like God. Now let me show you a few things that attempts to hinder your becoming like God, which is what necessitates this subject. Number one is the weight of sin and destruction. When every one of us enters our full dimensions, the only one we resemble is God. If you resemble anything other than God, it means there is a corruption in the protocol of your transformation. You were not created to look like your biological father. You may look like him because of biological process, but you were created to look like God. Every one of us are the direct offsprings of God. But you see, as you journey through life, there are distractions, both legitimate and illegitimate. The Bible calls something the cares of this world. House rent can be a distraction. School fees can be a distraction. Your friends can be a distraction. No matter how you apply wisdom, there are certain distractions that you can't do without. Sin can be a distraction. You may not be sinning, but you are in a sinful world. So you are not only under the power of sin, you are in the presence of sin. In salvation, the power of sin is broken. But the presence of sin cannot be broken until at rapture. So while you are in a sinful world, there will be destruction. And sometimes these things rub off on you. You are driving, you turn left, turn right, all you hear and see is corruption. If a time does not come when you are reset, those weights will suppress your soul. And then you discover you can't pray. You discover inspiration start being tampered with. You that wake up in the morning and you just know what to do. Now you need to pray for 3 hours before you know. Something is happening to signal. Antenna is becoming weak. You that sits on your table in the office, immediately you know what to do. When you look at people, you can tell who can do well. You can tell who is evil. Something now happens to your discernment. It's when you are duped that you discover you were the person was bad. Meanwhile, in your elements, when you see a dupe, you will know. When you see a fraudster, you know. Because you can read people. What happened that a fraudster came and duped you before you realized? It means discernment is being affected. So these are words. Distraction. Word. You that kept yourself as a single lady. You are 33. It's at 33 somebody came to deceive you. And you are wondering, what happened? Discernment. And these things are caused by the weight of sin and by the weight of destruction. When God resets you, you'll discover that those weights are removed. And when those weights are removed, your brightest colors manifest. This is why you need a reset. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. He said, let us throw away everything that hinders us. And he calls them sins and entanglements. And run the race with patience. Let us throw away everything that hinders us. Sin and distraction. And run the race with patience. And run the race with patience. So if a man is not reset, at some point, distraction can either delay his journey or can cause him to deviate. So when you are reset, weights are taken off your life. In this meeting, you will find out that many distractions of destiny will be broken. There are some young men, they wasted their youth on video games. It's not a sin. But when they should be studying, they are playing PS. And they play PS from the age of 19 to the age of 35. It's when they get married, they can't pay school fees. That's when they are now going to find out how does business work. Oga, you are supposed to know how business works at 21. Why are you learning it at 35? PS ate his destiny. So when we talk weight, they are weights indeed. When God resets you, you discover those appetites are modified. So when you see people wasting their lives, you don't desire it. They say, let's go clubbing. You say, no, I don't feel like. It's a waste. Meanwhile, there are people that on Friday from 2 p.m., their body is itching them. Because from 8, the club has opened. And so they can't think on Friday. Club is a weight. There are some people that when it's 4 p.m., their throat is dry. Why? They must drink 3 bottles of Star Lager beer. If they don't take Star, they can't rest. So the whole of Friday, they are waiting for 4 p.m. And when it's 4, they come alive. And when they are done taking alcohol, they now damage their own families. And Satan is just pumping it. They are weights. They are sins. The Bible says they beset us. This is why you need reset. Number 2, why do you need reset? You need reset in able to overcome spiritual stagnation. There are certain people that have been at one spot for the past 10 years. All they need is one inspiration, but they can't get it. If they were able to catch that one inspiration, their life would have shifted. And so they are there, and they are laboring with all their might. You know, when you are stagnated, it's like standing in mud. If you don't struggle, you remain. If you struggle, you sink. Meanwhile, you cannot not just remain. You have to struggle. So the more you struggle, the more you sink. That's the mystery of stagnation. When God resets you, he brings help to lift you from stagnation. He pulls you out. So it is no longer by your own strength, it's by a strength beyond you. So in the company of the righteous, such possibilities exist. But it takes a reset for it to happen. This is why those who understand it, they cry for it. In Psalm 85 verse 6, it says, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Will you not revive us again? We have been here for too long. We have struggled. The more we struggle, the more we go back. The more we struggle, the more we sink. Will you not revive us again? We have been stagnated. We've done all we know. There's a refreshing we require. There's a light we require. There's a push we require. That is what God comes to do when he resets a man's life. He shifts him by his power. And that man discovers that he has moved, not by his own strength, but by an external force. Because sometimes when God resets, he doesn't reset you, he resets your environment. It's an intelligence.
It happens in the demonic realm. I know it by experience. Some years ago, I was praying. Did my degree, did master's, I was on one spot. I thought when I added more certificates, things will happen. The more you add, the more you become unemployable. If you had degree, they would have managed you in that school. Now that you have master's, we can't pay you. And I began to seek God. Help Lord, help Lord. I was praying in my room, and suddenly my eyes opened. The walls vanished. And I saw two creatures. One had several horns. Another one looked like a man that was exhumed from the grave. What is this? He said, these are the princes that control the outcome of the destiny of your family. And as we were talking, I discovered my room was in my village. Where did I transport? That means no matter where I travel to, I will see my father's compound. If you like, go to London. You have seen London Bridge. Oga, you are in Otupa. Until your environment is reset, your labor is wasted. As I was praying, the Lord told me, their powers are locked into four things: pride, alcoholism, womanizing, and lying. He said, avoid it to become invisible. That is reset. I was still a HOD teaching in the lab when calls began to come from the nations. The question is, where were these people? They couldn't see me. I was covered. But when the environment was reconstructed, I became visible. In 1 month, I received what I couldn't earn in 1 year. I now discovered I was in the wrong place. I went to the vice principal and appreciated him. You know, you guys have been very nice, but it's time. I began to talk like a big man. I begin to sense my reality. I'm not a chemistry teacher. I'm an answer to a generation. You know, there are scriptures you can't believe until something happens. It became real to me. Though you were a desolate land, no man went through you. I have made you an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. When I came to the school, suddenly the school became small. Is this a big school? When I entered my lab, it was like a box, because my account was swollen up. I said, is this the lab I come to enter every day? How did I squeeze into this lab? Come on, man. I went to my house. Suddenly my body became noisy. I said, what is happening? Why is this city not developing? I started getting ideas, because something has happened. See, in the name of Jesus, anything that needs to change for you to change, they change now. We are talking about reset. God changes your environment. See, there are many thoughts you can't have now. There are many inspirations you can't have until a reset takes place. That's when you discover that it's also okay for me to sit with kings. It's also okay for me to be heard. I'm not meant for the back after all. I too should be in front. Because Satan will blind you until God resets you. In the name of Jesus, receive your resetting program now. Please sit down for a moment. Why do you need a reset? To refocus on God's will and God's purpose for your life. If God does not reset you, see, there are people who are in a state in life. They say, this is where I should be. This is what I should be doing. But for now, in order to survive, I have to do this. And there are many like that. Because there is another program running their lives. All they need is somebody to recommend them so that they can be brought to where they should be. But that person never appears. So somebody who should be giving wisdom to rulers is doing Uber. And he said, this is what we are managing for now. Even he knows that this is not God's plan. But because he can't enter God's plan, he's managing one for now. as you leave this conference, everything you are managing for now will be broken. And you will step into God's plan for your life. In the name of Jesus.
Philippians 3:13-14. It says, forgetting the things that are behind and straining forward for what is ahead. Forgetting those things that are behind and reaching for the things that are before. In verse 14, it says, I press towards the mark of the high calling that is in God in Christ Jesus. When God resets you, He takes you from what you are managing to what God desires. God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. So anywhere you find yourself that is evil, anywhere you find yourself that there's no hope, anywhere you find yourself that there's no future, it's not God's will. So when God resets you, He takes you from such places to where He has modeled for your destiny. Every one of us need a reset. I need you to understand this, so that when I tell you the factors that power reset, you will embrace them and make them your lifestyle. He said, the devil cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That being has no good plan for you. If you escape death, he will steal everything you have. If he can't steal it, he will destroy it. But by all means, you must be bankrupt. And there are some people who don't even know God's will. So anything that comes, they endure it. No, we are not called to endure. We are called to reign in life as kings. He said, we receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness to reign in life. We are not here to survive. We are here to live for God. He said, to wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses upon them. He gave them the word of reconciliation. We are the interface between God and the fallen world. When God wants to help the world, we are the intervention program. So we shouldn't be the ones looking for intervention. If God wants to bless somebody, He wraps it through us. If God wants to give somebody life, He wraps it through us. If we stop preaching today, there will be no salvation for the world. Even though Jesus died, that's why He went to heaven. Peter went to fish. He said, no, the program is not fishing. Come, fish man. You want to make my death and resurrection useless? You have a place in the equation. So when God wants to give life, He looks for you. That means you cannot lack life. When God wants to bless, He uses you. That means you cannot lack blessing. So God's program is that you are His intervention. That's why I say you are His workmanship. He prepared you for good works. So your life is supposed to be an answer. Your life is supposed to be a witness. Your life is supposed to be a proof. If we say God is faithful, there are scriptures to prove it, and then there is your life to prove it. So the scripture is a witness. The Holy Ghost is a witness. You are a witness. If we say God blesses, your life should prove it. If we say God is powerful, your life should prove it. But when you are not in the will of God, your life will be contrary to everything God said. And that's not God's plan. This is why He brought you here, so that He will make you the proof of His claims. When they say God blesses, and you say it's a lie, then we say, come to House on the Rock. You will see many proofs of the blessings of God.
When they tell you God lives and you say it's a lie, then they tell you there is a church called the towers by the city gate, God house on the rock. Go there, you will find how God lives, man. If they tell you God beautifies man and you say no, it's not possible, they say step into house on the rock, take a look at Pastor Uche Egbe, you will see the definition of a man blessed of God. I prophesy over someone, you will step into God's will for your life. Please sit down. This word is not a cliche. We love using it from time to time. No, it's heavy. It brings you where God wants you to be part time. It makes you what God wants you to be part time. And for every cycle, there's a new glory. The glory of 2024 can't suffice now. The ranking of 2024 can't suffice now. Suffice now. You need new glory. You need new ranking. Before now, you have to call people to remind them that you are around. But from this conference, they will look for your attention. That's what we are talking about. Before now, you rebuke demons. They said, we will not go. From now, when you show up, they will check out. Because God's program is ever increasing. What we did in 2024 is not compared to what we will do now. So we need more dimensions. Reset. You are stepping into God's will. You are stepping into God's will. In the name of Jesus. Why do you need reset? You need restoration from spiritual fatigue. Oh my God. See, we are in a warfare. The Bible told us, it said, taking up the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to withstand all the wiles of the devil. Satan is throwing things at you. It's your faith that is blocking it. When you come to church, you hear pastor tell you, you shall not die. It registers in your consciousness. When Satan throws an arrow to kill you, you feel pain for 20 minutes. It knocks off. Because that revelation activated faith. You came to church, pastor tells you, you cannot fail. So you went for the job, they wanted to kick you out. You went for the contract, they wanted to kick you out. You say, give me 5 minutes. You enter your car. You finish praying. You come back. You say, what did you say? They say, sorry, take the job. You got the job, but you emitted energy. The arrow fell, but you emitted energy. A point will come where you will need refilling. So that you are winning is not all there is about starting. You can keep winning and fall when you are exhausted. So the glory is not just in winning. It's in being re-energized so that you keep winning. Those of us who preach, we know. There are times when you are so full. You step into a place, it looks as if God has stepped down. And then after a while, you will need to pray for dawn to be able to release God's energy. A point will come when you will feel dry because you have dispensed. In this life, we spend. You spend favor. You spend wisdom. You spend faith. All of the spiritual resources that keeps you, you spend them. When God brings you to a refreshing program like this, it's to reinvigorate you. So that spiritual fatigue is lifted. That's why I said in Acts 3:19, times of refreshing. He said it comes from the presence of the Lord. He said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion that appeareth before the Lord. So a reset program is a program where fatigue is removed. See, there are times when you have so much fatigue that you can't even pray. You wake up in the morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, you sleep. You carry your Bible. You read two verses, you become tired, you close it. even as a pastor. Fatigue. You have fought too many battles. You have deflected too many arrows. You have stood in too many corrosive and aggressive environments. So a point comes, you need strength. You need strength. Although there is favor, but you can't even make an appearance for favor to speak. This is why you came. He said, times of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. See, there are times when you prophesy. You are getting some answers, but you become overwhelmed. That was what happened to Elijah. The man went, conquered 850 prophets. 450 for Baal, 400 for Groove. Is that not a glorious battle? But he became tired. He became despaired. He said, Lord, I'm not better than my fathers. He needed a reset. You can be coming from victory. You need a reset. Otherwise, the next battle will take it down. Take it down. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual fatigue you have suffered, before Satan takes advantage of it, I speak refreshing now. Number five, why do you need a reset? To reignite your passion for God and for intimacy. Do you know how I know that I need a retreat? When I start struggling with prayer. Because as a Christian, naturally, there should be hunger for God. See, we don't relate with God by discipline. If we have to relate with God by discipline, it means something is wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't. We do. But there is a realm that is more guaranteed than discipline. It's the realm of hunger. Imagine if you have to eat food by discipline. You have been eating for 30 years, for 40 years, for 50 years, thrice in a day. If they remove hunger from you, remove appetite from you, and tell you to eat for 1 month, it will be the hardest job of your life. The reason you keep eating every day and you don't get tired is because appetite necessitates it. That's how our walk with God is. There is a force that pulls us to God. Instead, the Father draws us. When that pull stops, you need refreshing. And if you don't quickly get refreshed and reset, you are vulnerable. Satan checks to see your passion. When they have to call you to come to church, you were serving in church before, you go pray all night, go to work, and still be fit. But all of a sudden, they say there's prayer meeting, say I'm tired. The question you ask yourself is, was I tired before? What went wrong? You are in the choir. You are excited about rehearsal. You are excited about ministering to the Lord. Suddenly, somebody said something, you became offended. And because you are offended, you say, I don't go again. How come that offense got you? It means something has gone wrong. Because if you were healthy, your passion will outweigh that offense. You are mopping the floor. They didn't say thank you. You noticed. When was the last time they appreciated us? Something has gone wrong. Because when you mop, you are mopping your father's house, not a man's church. So even if they forget you, the joy that you are serving God should overwhelm you. If you can be offended, if you can be tired, if something can affect your passion, you need reset. And one thing we know is that service is one of the highest gateways of blessing in this life and in the life to come. If anything can stop you, something is wrong. Jesus said, John 2:17, he said, the zeal of my father's house, he said, it has consumed me. When a man is spiritual, he's consumed. He's sold out. If you need encouragement, you need reset. If you need motivation, you need reset. We should be so overwhelmed that they should tell us it's enough, rest, and we say no. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 1 to 6. Paul was talking about the church in Macedonia. He said they were in poverty. They were in deep trials. He said, yet their benevolence surprised us. He said they gave themselves first and they gave beyond their abilities. So he was using them as an example for the church in Corinth. So you know that the church in Macedonia was more healthy than the church in Corinth. I was telling my friend the other day, I remember when we started. Sir, sometimes you come to church because there is a need and they are taking offering. You remove your SIM card and phones were rare. You drop your phone, you drop your watch, you drop your shoe. They should auction it. We have trekked home barefooted because of passion. I told myself the day I need to be preached to give, that day won't come. Because if it happens, something is wrong. I remember when we will go to church, we will finish our work, we will join other departments to do their own. Pastor will come and say, no, order, order. There's somebody to do this one, stay on your own. We are too drunk. That's all we knew to serve. I will go out and sometimes come back late and whisper at the window and call my brother's name, Moses. Because if my dad hears that I'm coming back, I'm finished. Sometimes he knows they flog us, we go back. They hunger is too much. But today, they have to pay us to serve. They have to beg us to serve. They have to preach to us to give. We need a reset. Who will come and sponsor crusade? Is it Dangote? Who will build church? Is it Warren Buffett? It's our duty first. That is our worship. Second, that is our honor. Third, that is our faith. Fourth. But if we can't see it, we need a reset. Today you have to preach and even threaten people before they serve. If you don't serve, heaven will soon end, the earth will soon end, rapture will soon come, you will lose your reward. Then out of selfishness, people are running. Let me serve and get my blessing in heaven. Where is your love for God? Where is your passion? Where is your zeal? Do they have to teach you a transactional gospel before you serve in your father's house? We need a reset. We are in the last day. This is when people should give themselves to God. Lord, I'm your property. Anything you want to do, I'm here. Start with me. Give me more capacity to do more. That's the prayer of the mature. We need reset. You know, sometimes I ask myself, sir, when Jesus left this world, all his disciples, the whole church in the world was 500. 500. That's the highest number of disciples. And God broke them into cadres. 120, 70, 12, and 3, and 1. And these 500 men, the world didn't recover from them. Today, there are about 2.6 billion Christians. We can't influence anything. Go to politics, you are wondering, are there Christians here? Go to business, you are wondering, are there Christians here? What has gone wrong with our own generation? If 500 men took their generation, this church only is bigger than the whole church in the world in the days of Jesus. That means we have no excuse not to do more. This is why we need a reset. Somebody should be praying, Lord, give me the strength of 1,000 men. Give me the capacity of a city. Let me do what 1,000 men can do. That should be our prayer, not motivating us. This is why we need a reset.
God needs men, and you are one of them. This is why I told you, sometimes reset will require repentance. You preach, you want 50 souls. You think Jesus will clap us. You go read your Bible. Peter preached 13,000 words. Philip went to Samaria, the whole city gathered. Paul traveled, a whole city came. We win 50, we think we have done something. Are we going to the same heaven? Are we going to receive reward from the same God? Where are we going to stand? Heaven has to be big for us to have space. Reset. Reset. I can't go further. But your passion must be ignited. Romans 12:11 said, never be lacking in zeal. It said, be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. If your zeal is lacking, you need a reset. And when you are reset, you gain clarity and direction. You know exactly what to do. You know. Nobody who is reset is confused. He knows. Because it brings direction and clarity. Concerning Jesus, the Bible said himself knew what to do. No guesswork. Because you are too awake in God not to know what to do. But you check our church today, 90% are confused. Because they can't even stay enough for God to show them. But those of us who are reset, we stay. And Jeremiah 33:3 says, ask and we answer. When I'm done answering, then I show. But many can't stay until the answer even comes. So they can't be shown things. So when you are reset, stamina is built to wait until direction comes. Because it takes time to gain direction. Elijah was there. An earthquake happened. A storm came. Fire came. Then a still small voice. Some of us, before the earthquake comes, would have gone. That's why we don't have direction. When you are reset, you will stay. It says in Habakkuk 2, verse 1 and 2, I will stand upon my watch, and I will see what he will say to me. So you see walls. When God speaks, he gives direction. You don't only hear words, you see words. That's why the voice of God brings direction. And he says, write a vision. Make it plain upon tables that he might run. So anybody who doesn't have direction is not standing. It's not watching. This is why we need reset. So that we can see. Your destiny is too complex. You need to be led. He says, as many as are led by the Spirit. I'm telling you, every one of us sitting here, we have spiritual destinies and natural destinies. In spiritual destiny alone, the possibilities are endless. If you start praying now, your life will shift. If you pray every day, another thing will happen to you. If you pray every day for 1 hour, something will happen. If you change that prayer to 4 hours, something will happen. So you can enter different places in the spirit. That's why we must be led, so that we have precision. If you don't pray, something will happen. If you fast, something will happen. If you don't fast, something will happen. If you give, something will happen. If you don't give, something will happen. That's how complex spiritual destiny is. So you need God to tell you which one to do. This is the purpose of reset. Precision and direction. Can we pray? When I return, I will show you the factors that engenders reset. That's where I want to preach for. But it's not with this voice. Because when I come there, I will soar. Oh, that one, you don't say it on ground. You say it from the heavens. And I need to be able to ascend. Because those factors, they are robust factors in the spirit. I can count us. Encounter us. See, there is a place you will stand to see your future. There is a height. He said, they that journey to the deep, they are the ones that see the wonders of God. There's a height. It's the day that went upon the Lord. They mount up with wings like eagles. That's when you run, you don't faint. You walk, you are not weary. You have become like the God that you worship. It's a height. We must begin to ascend in the spirit. But you see, you have to be reset. Some of us are too on ground. Flesh is too heavy. And Satan is molesting, writing, and using people. Somebody has a contract. Overnight, they change it. For what? How is that possible? Everything fixed. Just between 9 and 12 midnight, manipulation happened. And they change it. Meanwhile, your next 10 years depends on it. How can that happen? No, some of us can't let it. When you come to change it, you will hear our voice at the gates. Kakatoa, peparakatona, farwata, sekete. You will know you can't enter there. God plans for you to meet somebody tomorrow to change your life. They come and alter the program. Suddenly the person wakes up, he says, not going on. Oh God, you must go out because I must meet you. I'm supposed to be here preaching today. Imagine that at the last day, they now say, no, let's remove him. You will remove me, sir. I must come here. Remove me for what? I must come. You can't remove me. You need such powers. 1,000 people can submit a proposal. They must be yours. It's power. It's power. It's power. You can't depend on the law of natural selection to run destiny. You need spiritual invocations. Can we pray for 1 minute? I want to make a declaration. Can we pray? Can we pray? House of the Rock. Can we roll in spirit for 1 minute? Let the crooked path be made straight. Let the help from Zion come. Let the interventions be engendered. Let the partnerships, let the connections, let the alignments be set. Let the coordinates be aligned. Let the encounters be generated. Can we pray? Kakorieta. Barakatonia Sakataya. Legeteke Sekai. Barakatoa Savanataya. Kobra Kapate Setekuas. Pray the spirit. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.